Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks for joining us on this broadcast. I want to thank my co-host, Adia Wushner, Executive Director of Kentucky Right to Life, for yesterday's It's Another Great Wednesdays for Women message. And check it out if you missed it. Also, if we go back to Monday and Tuesday, on Monday we were talking about intimacy in our walk with God. It was entitled The Secret of the Lord, and how God desires, as we draw closer to Him, to share a deeper relationship with us. Come on, who doesn't want that? Any follower of Christ should be desiring and working toward that. On Tuesday, we looked at God's say-so, literally God's truth, and how we can count on Him no matter what, because He is always faithful, not according to our desires or will, but according to His perfect word and will. Today, we're going to find out how all of this is to be worked out in and through our lives in Christ. If you missed those messages or any others, you can go to loveandlordship.com and find those, as well as several others. You can read articles on the Read tab. You can watch on the videos on the Watch tab, or you can listen to podcasts on the Listen tab. If you want specifically these, messages from the Authority of Love, click on the icon, the Vimeo icon for a video, or the Podbean icon for a podcast near the bottom of the homepage. Thanks for doing that. Love to hear your feedback. Thank you for those who give it. Love those who agree with us. Love those who disagree with us. So thank you for that. You can do that at loveandlordship@gmail.com. That's loveandlordship@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. Today's message takes us down that road that the fear of the Lord has paved for us. What does it mean for me to love God? That's what this relationship is about, right? Love. His for me, mine for Him, above all else, the first and greatest command, Mark 12, 29 and 30. Isn't that correct? That's supposed to be the most important. And then to walk in fear of Him, we build a relationship where I'm completely open with Him. Not because He doesn't already know me fully, but because this is what sets me free. And He is sharing then deeper secrets of His according to His will, because that's what helps me grow and know Him more and be used of Him for His glory. Well, I thought that once I was saved, I simply go on living as I desire, and He's good with that. I got grace, I got forgiveness, I'm good. At least that's what seems to be the underlying message of many of today's churches, either in their teaching or in their omission or silence as to the deeper truths of God's word, some which are very uncomfortable to my fleshly desires. Well, today's Devo describes what it looks like to live out both the salvation and the relationship that we're given in that gift of grace through Christ. Chambers' title comes directly from God's word: work out what God works in. Again, those following in the book, devotional booklet, or at myutmost.org, we're on June the 6th. So we match up the day again, which happens every once in a while, right? Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he's the pastor that stood against Hitler in Germany, nearly 100 years ago called what much of his day's teaching, and maybe even more so much of today's church teachings, cheap grace or cheap salvation. Grace is free, because Christ is the only one who could pay the price and the one who has already paid that price. That's absolutely clear in Scripture, and nowhere is it more obvious than Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. You're saved by grace through faith, a gift from God, not of your own works, because you'd boast. I boast. But it doesn't end there. And while about 5 to 10% of the New Testament Scriptures and teaching is about this free gift of salvation by grace, about 75 to 80% of New Testament teaches about the other side or other part of salvation, sanctification. Now I know at least 10% not accounted for in my anecdotal numbers, okay? There's about 10 to 20% of New Testament Scripture that, while just as imperative and important, does not directly deal with salvation or sanctification, but it's connected in some way. And here's the bottom line. We can't get anywhere without that 5 to 10% that the Scripture talks about, the free gift of salvation. But why does it spend so much time on how we're to live that out if it's not that important? Got to have the foundation. But God knew that the difficult part was what we do with it. You see? So back to that other side of salvation in sanctification, being set apart, being used of the Lord, right, in discipleship. We need look no further, although as I've already stated, there's plenty more about this part than the free gift, than the very next verse in Ephesians 2, verse 10. Don't you know that you're God's workmanship recreated in Christ to do the good works that he prepared in advance for you to do? That's not a suggestion once you're saved. That's what it's for. Very simply stated, we can never earn nor deserve to be saved, so Christ has taken our place, and that is what we call salvation. However, while we can't work our way into the relationship and into eternity with God, if we have truly been saved, we can't help but work out the salvation that has been put in, that has been given to us in Christ. And that's today's focus and message in our devotional. Work out your salvation. Philippians 2, 12 and 13. Whoa, wait a minute, Greg. I thought salvation was a free gift. Why do I have to work out anything? Well, as we've already stated from Scripture, it's free. But we also pointed out that much more Scripture describes and prescribes commands in the commands that we are to lovingly obey, not demands, commands. You don't do them if you don't love him. That this salvation will be and must be worked out in and through lives of obedience. Matter of fact, that's what love is. Matthew or John 14, 15. If you love me, you will keep my commands. You will do the works that I saved you to do. That's evidence that you did get saved. Simply stated once again, and this is a question I ask in our book, The Authority of Love, Second Edition, if there is no evidence of God's grace working in you by faith, then we must ask this question, did you really get the free gift? I'm not the judge, but I gotta challenge people with that. And even churches with that. We must take that a step further because Scripture does in Matthew 7, 21 through 23. On that day, many are going to say, I got saved, and look at all the things I did in your name. And Jesus is going to say, I'm sorry, depart from me, you sinner. I never knew you. We want to disciple and help others grow so that they are not working in the flesh and continuing in that, but because they've been saved and received the Holy Spirit, they are working in the Spirit and working out what God has put in through Christ. Chambers begins the Devo with this very issue. Your will agrees with God, but in your flesh there is a disposition which renders you powerless to do what you know you ought to do. Go read Paul's poetic eloquence on this condition in Romans 7, 14 through 24, where and then the wonderful solution, verse 25. He literally says, what I don't want to do, I do, and what I know I should do, I don't do, you know? And there's something working in me, this sin in this flesh, and it's still there. I've been given Christ and the Holy Spirit freely, but I still have a choice. When the Lord, Chambers continues, when the Lord is presented to the conscience, the first thing conscience does is to rouse the will, and the will always agrees with God. You say, but I do not know whether my will is in agreement with God. Look to Jesus. That's why Jesus can say, I am the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, 6, look to him. You will find that your will and your conscience are in agreement with him every time. As you look to him, as you walk in that truth. Remember, this is only if you're looking and walking in truth by faith. Back to the devotional. The thing which makes you say, I shall not, is something less profound than your will. It is perversity. It is obstinacy. That's the old man or woman, the flesh, the sin. And they are never in agreement with God. The profound thing in a man is his will, not sin. Will is the essential element in God's creation of man. Sin is a perverse disposition which entered into man. Did you catch that? In a regenerated man, the source of will, in Christ, regenerated, remember Ephesians 2:10, you are God's workmanship recreated in Christ. Okay, the word actually means masterpiece. Poemia in Greek. In that regenerated man, the source of will, salvation by faith through grace and choosing by faith through grace, sanctification, right? That source of will is almighty because you have chosen by faith, Holy Spirit, work in me. Let me make choices in line with your truth and your word. For it is God which works in you both to will and to do or to act, as some translations rightly put it, of his good pleasure. You have to work out with concentration and care what God has worked in. Not work your own salvation, but work it out. Sanctification and discipleship is the evidence of your salvation in Christ. You do that, as Chambers says, while you base resolutely an unshaken faith on the complete and perfect redemption of the Lord. You see how these cannot be separated, which we so often do or allow people to do in our teaching or lack thereof? We allow folks to do that when we fail to teach this fully. And it's the hard part. The easy part is I got a free gift, but it should change my life. If it didn't, I got to ask the question, did you get the gift? Chambers says, as you do this, you do not bring an opposed will to God's will. God's will is your will. It's Holy Spirit in you, right? And your natural, now supernatural, really, choices are along the line of God's will. And the life is as natural as breathing. It's not the old natural man. It's the new nature of the Spirit in you. It only happens as the supernatural grace and salvation of God are worked out in the new person of Holy Spirit in our lives, coming against the old natural flesh that is still there, but now it has an opponent that is much stronger if we will choose obedience by faith through grace. Go read Galatians 5, 16 through 18. Chambers closes out, God is the source of your will. Therefore, you are able to work out his will. Obstinacy is an unintelligent wodge or a stubbornness that refuses to be enlightened. The only thing is for it to be blown up with dynamite, and that dunamis, that dynamite, that's the power, is obedience to the Holy Spirit. Are you choosing that by faith through grace? That's the sanctification and discipleship. Food for thought. Do I believe that Almighty God is the source of my will? If I do, then my discipleship walk is sanctification being lived out by his power in me and by my loving obedience to his commands by grace through faith. God not only expects me to do his will, but he is in me to do it. It's what he has saved me for, and the evidence that I am saved is that he is having his way in me, working out what he has worked in. Our love in action. Spend time with God in his word, prayer, and listening every day. That's how you get to know this and how you make these choices. Begin with the scriptures in this message or the Gospel of John, the Psalms, great places to start. Number two, ask Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, does your daily walk reflect that Christ is both your Savior and Lord of your life? Number four, what do you need to change in your life to give evidence that the free gift of salvation is real in you? My good friend and co-host David Wallace from the Family Foundation joins us tomorrow for another fabulous Family Foundation Friday. So be sure to join us and invite your family, friends, loved ones, and as I always say, even your enemies to join us. We pray that because it's God's truth, we know it's not returning void in anybody's life that hears it. So thank you for joining us. Check out our website, loveandlordship.com, for the books, for more podcast videos and articles. Thank you for the feedback at loveandlordship@gmail.com. And for those who are feeling led to give, you can do that on the Give tab there near the upper right. You can give one time or ongoing. It takes a minute or so. Very quick, all tax deductible, fully tax deductible, and so greatly appreciated to help us with this ministry and message. It's not us. Keep praying until the Lord shows you and then be obedient to share there. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of Christ. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.